Well, a very warm welcome to Bromsgrove Carnival Radio. I'm joined now by Ian Perrygrove. Ian Perrygrove is the chairman of the Bromsgrove Carnival Committee. Hello, Ian.
Hello there. Thank you for this. Looking forward to talking a bit more about Carnival, which is coming up on the 11th, 12th and 13th of July.
Tell us about the 11th. That's the Friday.
Yeah, this year, thankfully, we've got another session on a Friday night where it guaranteed it won't rain like it has done historically. Fingers crossed. But the fun fair will be in place on Friday, so it'll be certainly something lively there for the full family. And we're going to use the bandstand again to put on five or six live bands. It's an ideal little spot, the bandstand, really. It's fixed position there, and no matter what the weather, those bands will play and enjoy themselves. So make sure you're joining us from about 4 or 5 o'clock, and the fun fair and the bands will probably run till about 9 p.m.
Absolutely fantastic. Now, you've got a lot in store on the Saturday as well. Tell us more about that, Ian.
Traditional carnival day, isn't it? And the parade is at the heart of that. That's going to kick off at midday. It's going to kick off from the Artrix again. Our parade coordinator, TC, has updated us recently with around 60 people entered so far. So we're always looking for a few more groups in there. Be judging in a couple of categories in terms of best youth group, and best entry. And they should be getting into Sanders Park about 1 o'clock, where the main sort of carnival events will be happening.
Absolutely super. Now, there's going to be such a lot going on the main stage as well, isn't there?
Yeah, fantastic to have a collaboration this year with New College to sponsor that stage. It's a huge cost, so really grateful that they can join us and cover the costs with that. And then a load of local bands will be playing live and for free. Fantastic for them to volunteer their time and put on a performance that's likely to be 9 or 10 hours worth of live music and all for free.
What time does that kick off?
Likely to be sound checking from midday and some of the earlier bands from that time. As I say, likely to run till 9 o'clock in the evening. So there's really nothing there that won't be there that be family friendly. A range of bands, solo artists, large bands, small bands, and all local independent individuals giving up their time.
As well as the bands going on the main stage, you've got other items going on around the grounds as well. Stall holders, tell us more about those.
Yeah, Sanders Park is so big, so we're delighted to have an interesting and eclectic mix, as always, of arts and craft individuals. So there'll be plenty of handmade jewellery, handmade cupcakes, handmade activities really as well for youth groups to get involved with and create some of their own creations. And then maybe some of the more professional organisations across Bromsgrove looking to promote and talk and engage yourselves. So there'll be plenty of freebies in that area.
Also, on the bandstand, have you got anything going on there this time, like dance groups?
Yeah, it's very dance-orientated this year, which is fantastic. We might have to offer a little prize for the best dance group. But I think at the moment we've got 6 different dance groups that will be starting from as soon as the parade arrives, which will be 1 o'clock, and we'll try and intersperse that with a little bit of live music. So I'm sure your nippers, your children, may well be involved with the live dancing that's happening, and we hope you will be supporting those throughout the day.
That sounds fantastic, and we'll pray for the weather to be a lot better, a lot kinder to us this year. Right?
Yeah. We've had some flash floods in previous years, which is terrifying to think in July, but this year definitely no snow, no rain. It's definitely going to be a lovely day.
That's super. Now, going back to the parade, going around Bromsgrove, are they hoping that the road works will be finished in the High Street down there?
Yeah, not entirely great news on that, I'm hearing really from the council, but these are essential works, and we all know that the end of it, High Street, will look a lot better. At the moment, what we're understanding is that the parade will touch upon the top half of the High Street down from Argos to around the Haseman statue, and probably have to divert off due to all those roadworks. So it might make some disruption around Market Street for traffic, but as ever, we try and keep that down to about 15 minutes at maximum. If you are passing through Bromsgrove, then best to find a back route to do that. The parade theme this year is the swinging 70s. We really thought that would engage a few individuals. You know, it's going to be a bright, vibrant and loud parade that we've not had, you know, due to that the weather and such in previous years. So this one's going to be quite fantastic, but just that slight change to the route off the High Street.
That sounds fantastic. Now, going on to Sunday, what have you got in prospect for Sunday's events?
Yeah, well, delighted that, you know, 3 days, you know, that's why we're all so tired at the end of it. You know, all the team here that are volunteers put in a huge amount of time. So day 3 is, you know, a little bit more of a relaxed, family-friendly day where again, you're more than welcome to join us in the park and enjoy the natural beauty of the park and the activities that we put on, which are going to include some live music in the bandstand yet again, probably pushing 15 or 16 hours worth of free live music across all the 3 days. again on the Sunday, probably likely to be an eclectic range of stall holders, individuals for you to come and buy some wares from, engage with. Local businesses are looking to talk to you and promote stuff, so more freebies we hope. Don't forget that throughout the weekend we're likely to have our favourite wrestlers there, which may well run around and scare a few nippers, but
went down well last year.
Absolutely, yeah. It's harmless fun, and they might get a few individuals plucked off the crowd to get involved.
What's the insurance rates like on that?
yeah, it's safe, really. No. They've been doing this for so long, so it really is fantastic. And as you say, Phil, it is a bit of a family friendly kind of boo hiss scenario where they can really whip up a crowd into a frenzy.
Absolutely super. Now the whole weekend is for the charity. Now tell us more about that is going to be taking a lot of the proceeds from the event.
Yeah, Carnival, has a close link to the Bromsgrove Hospital, that's the Princess of Wales on the Stourbridge Road, and the team really that run it are all volunteers. You know, this isn't a council-run event, it's a volunteers-run event, and we strive to give Bromsgrove something free for entertainment and to engage and for the townsfolk to enjoy. And at the end of it, there might be some profit, and that profit then goes towards a donation for the League of Friends at the Princess of Wales Hospital. So they make patients' care a lot easier. They can make your time, if you're in an unfortunate situation, to be stuck in hospital a little bit easier through pieces of equipment and furniture that really make a hospital a more welcoming place. So if we've ever had that unfortunate incident where you've had to be in hospital, sometimes that kind of welcome addition is fantastic, and that's where the cash goes. But also those individuals, stall holders that will come down, charities like Macmillan's or Leukemia Care Trust or something of that nature, they raise funds for themselves. So it's not just Bromsgrove charities that you're raising for, it's a range of charities. You know, that the heart of Carnival is a great fundraising endeavour.
Absolutely super. Now, how many have you got on the committee, and would you like new members to join you for future reference?
Well, we are very lucky. We've got a really young and an enthusiastic committee at the moment, but absolutely. The only thing that keeps this going is those volunteer numbers, and they need to keep coming forward and making a difference. We've often said it's Bromsgrove's Carnival, it's not ours. We're just, you know, the administrators of it. We put the paperwork together and make it happen. And if you think that you can make Carnival better, or you enjoy the atmosphere and have appreciated it over the years, then please, you know, contact us via our website, bromsgrovecarnival.org, and come along. You know, everyone's contribution is really valuable.
That's absolutely fantastic. Ian, we'll catch up with you again very soon. Keep us posted with the updates.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Okay. That's Ian Perrygrove there, talking to us here at Carnival Radio.